This is the Blind Geek Zone. Blind Geek Zone podcast for Saturday, October 29th, 2016. Hey, it's Rick. And haven't been doing any podcasts in a long, long time. And just thought I'd get on here today and just let you know what's been going on, what I've been doing over the last, probably year or more. Of course, you know that I'm still working through the Cleveland Sight Center as a call center rep, do a couple of campaigns for them. I answer calls for the Ohio Department of Education and also the Ohio Secretary of State's office, as well as this time of year doing election board duties through Secretary of State, and also do some calls for Cuyahoga County Board of Elections here next week as election time gets close, and doing that 25 hours a week this year, so been keeping me busy. Still not doing any training or support services through BGZ here anymore. Not sure if I'll get back into any of that next year or not. And people walking around here, just an informal recording today. Sorry about all the background noise, but just a nice Saturday afternoon here. Low 70s in Akron, Ohio. Very nice for the end of October. And just staying at home today. Usually gone on the weekends now. As many of you know, I got engaged here last month. Going to get married here next spring or summer. My fiance Shauna isn't feeling great today, so kind of sticking around the house here waiting to see if we're going to go out and do anything tonight or tomorrow. So thought in the meantime I'd get on here. It's been a long time overdue. Website has been running very well, except for one problem. Last week I did an update to the WordPress server, WordPress plugins, and when the plugins updated, one of the plugins corrupted something and made WordPress very mad. Couldn't get the website up. Took me a while to troubleshoot exactly what was wrong with it, but I did manage to get it back up about an hour later, and learned a valuable lesson there. Check your backup statuses. I found out I didn't have any database backups going on for a long, long time. March of 2015 to be exact. So once I got the site back up and running and everything working happily, I did do that backup. So that's all back up and running, and it's been very, very quiet this year. We haven't had a whole lot of podcast contributors, and I've had some issues adding new contributors to the to where they can submit, and I'm still trying to find out what's wrong there. But so if you requested to be added and I didn't add you, that would have been why. I think I'm going to clear out the database here for users. Got a lot of users in here that I really have no idea who they are, what they're doing. I haven't submitted anything, so I think I'm going to clear that out, except for the people that I know that are contributing, and then we'll go from there, just so that's a little bit more tidy. If you'd like to contribute, I certainly welcome contributions, if I can speak today. Thankful for Mike Arrigo and his podcast that he has offered up this year, especially the latest one with the new iOS GPS navigation app that was over on Android for a long time from APH. Grabbed that up. A little bit too chatty for me. I've had to turn a lot of things off on it. Not sure if I like it as well as Sendero, but I didn't renew my Sendero GPS when it expired in July of this year, so We'll see how Around Me does, and we'll try it out for a while and see what I like. But thanks again. And who was our other contributor? The guy from Chicago, the train guy. The name's eluding me right now. Hanson, Mike? May not be. Sorry if I got that wrong. But always like those train podcasts, and glad he's been uploading some of those this year, as he used to do on Blind Cool Tech. And BCT Archive still continuing to chug along, and haven't had any problems out of that. Haven't had any problems out of the provider or anything. Everything's been going good. Site's been running well, and I hope everybody's enjoying that. And what else? Not a whole lot going on here. Been doing pretty good. Just been keeping busy with work and relationship. I did stop doing my radio shows on the Legend here in August, I think it was. Just time got too short on me and just wasn't able to continue on doing that as well. So I don't know if I'll get back to that at any point next year or not. Who knows? We'll see once I get moved in to a new place here in the spring or summer, and, you know, get moved in with Shauna. And, you know, maybe time will permit then. Who knows? We'll see. Don't really have anything on the podcast front that I'm overly interested in doing right now. Most of it's been recorded from other sources. And, you know, there's a lot of places out there now that are providing content. So I did get an Echo Dot a while back. I've been enjoying that. What else lately? I got an iPhone 6S, but that was last year, late last year. That's been running good. Didn't have any real inclination to go out and buy an iPhone 7. Probably will wait till the 7S, or who knows what my finances will be at that point. But 6S is running good here. You did get an iPad Mini 4 as well early this year. Replaced my iPad Mini 2. It's running good. I like that a lot. What other gadgets? Oh, I got this nice little, you need a little portable computer, especially for those of us that are blind. I bought this Intel Nook, NUC, next unit of computing. It's a little tiny computer, 4 inches by 4 inches by 2 inches high. The particular one I bought is a i5 1.8 gigahertz, I forget what it turbo boosts to, 16 gig of DDR3 memory. They put a 500 gig SSD in it, 2.5 inch drive, and it's got couple USB ports on the back, couple USB ports on the front. I think they're all 3.0s. It's got an HDMI mini, Ethernet. It's got wireless Bluetooth, wireless ABG and AC, and runs a little power pack that's external. So I take it back and forth on the weekends to Shauna's house, and like I said, it's just 4 inches wide, 4 inches deep, 4 inches or 2 inches high. And all I have to do is like a little wireless dongle for keyboard, wireless keyboard, take that with me, pair of headphones, pair of little speaker or whatever, and the Nook itself and the power pack, and off I go. Don't even have to plug a display into it. Running Windows 10 Pro on it. Running JAWS 18 currently, and some other programs. Don't have a whole lot on it because I just mostly do internet and stuff. I mean, it's certainly not a full-blown desktop computer, but it runs very, very well, very smooth. I had bought an HP laptop, i5, that I have since sold that I didn't think ran nearly as well as this. So if you're looking for something tiny that you can carry around, I mean, conceivably, if you get the voltage matched up, I think it runs on 12 to 24 volts DC. You could conceivably maybe even run this on battery power somehow. It's an interesting little device. It mine's the sixth generation Silver Lake processors. I did end up paying like $900 for it, and I had to place install everything internally. So that costs a little bit more, but it's a nice little. It's aluminum sides. All the sides are aluminum. I think the top is plastic, but it's really nice. And if you're looking for something really, really small to carry around like I'm doing, it might fit your bill. They start out at around $180 for the low end. And you can add your own RAM and storage and Windows to that. You can go up like I did, and I kind of bought a little bit of a higher end one. But so that was my latest technology purchase, and been enjoying that a lot. Other than that, haven't gotten too many things recently. Nothing to really do any type of podcast on, unfortunately, and just haven't had a whole lot of time, but did want to get on here and ramble for a little bit and just let you know how I was doing. Everything was going all right, and just update you on how the website's doing. And hey, if you want to get something up there, I'd certainly love to post it for you. Like I said, it's been kind of slow this year, but we did pass 10 years, and right about now, I think I started working on the BGZ website very, very early in November of 2006, and so we've made it to 10 years. That's a long, long time. A lot of things have changed for me in 10 years. I remember back in 2006, I was doing podcasts like every day for Blind Cool Tech, it seemed like, and did all kinds of things. Gold Wave, I remember back then, Gold Wave podcasts, and everything I could get my hands on, I did a podcast on, it seemed like. Not so much anymore, and but I'm glad to see that the website has made it 10 years, and glad everybody's still checking it out. Hope you're enjoying what there is getting posted. I don't hear a whole lot from anybody, and we hope to, or I hope to keep it running throughout next year. And I don't have any plans to do anything as long as my finances don't change greatly. If I run into financial difficulties next year, moving in and being married and all that, I have a lot more expenses. But the worst I would probably do is I could conceivably pull down the Blind Cool Tech archive and reduce the plan. It currently is running me $62 a month plus the domains for the website, which are there's four of them. There's like $15 a piece a year, so another $60 there, so 700 and some dollars a year. But I'm managing here so far, no problem. As long as I don't have any financial difficulties, we'll continue to do that. And at worst, the worst that would happen is I'd probably pull the Blind Cool Tech archives and go down to a lower plan and just keep the BGZ stuff going. So, all right. And speaking of monies, if anybody's interested, not looking for donations for the website, but if you want to contribute to my wedding plans, you could certainly throw a donation my way. Somebody wants to throw a few bucks, it's always greatly appreciated. We'd go towards wedding expenses here and things we need to get for the new move here in the spring and summer. If you're interested, you can throw me a couple bucks through the website, through the donations link, and just in the I think there's a comment field there, just say it's for wedding. So, all right. Well, hey, don't want to keep rambling on here today. Just an impromptu recording. Haven't done one of these in a long, long time. Thought I'd get on here and just say hi and hope everybody is doing well. Hope you're not all crazy from the elections here in the U.S. I know I am. I'm just so tired of it. I just wish it would be done and over with. Don't really like either candidate, so not going to comment any on that. But, all right. Well, hey, going to get out of here. Thanks for listening. Hopefully, maybe in the near future, maybe I can come up with something to do. But in the meantime, hey, if you got something for the site, definitely get it up there and I will get it posted. I did just see the other day I had a post from last month that I forgot to put up. Sorry about that. I'm trying to remember who the guy's name was. But you'll know who you are because your podcast didn't go up. I will see about getting that up today. It's a bit dated, but I didn't want to just not put it up. I did see it the other day, and I'd forgotten about it. Sorry about that. And I don't get back to people real quick anymore. Sorry about that. If you send me a comment or something, a question, not really doing support, so I don't really answer a whole lot of the support questions anymore because I'm just not doing that anymore. I don't have time. But, you know, if you send me a comment, I will try to get back to you at some point, but sometimes I just, unfortunately, forget about it, and I found out, too, that sometimes, hey, the email just gets eaten from somewhere between you and me, so. All right, hey, have a great weekend, everyone, and I will talk to you again sometime, hopefully, in the near future.